From Alfreton to Miner's Rest, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Last week when we shot the breeze with Alex Chelios from the bigsmoke.com.au, I found out something new about Alex. Didn't know that she had a boyfriend. Hello, Alex Chelios.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. It's a long distance love affair. I'm finding out new things about you each and every week. Your boyfriend's name is Mark and he lives in New York.
Yes.
How's that working out for you? Long distance love.
It's okay. It'll work out. I'll be back there and he'll come here and, it'll work.
Does he really send you flowers every week?
A lot.
He's a keeper.
He's a really kind person.
And I'd just like to read something out here. You sent me a text message you got off said boyfriend, Mark. He says here, "I'm listening to PT. He's my favourite Australian radio host."
Yes, that should be your new byline on the website.
I'm going to
quote Mark sent it. Yeah,
quote from Mark. He's my favourite Australian radio. He must know his stuff. What's he do?
He knows. He's an editor, so he does documentaries.
So he's an editor of documentaries.
Yes.
So he, that's cool.
He knows.
He knows. Have we got anything else to talk about or are we done? Till next week?
Well, I think we're done. Well, that was enough. No, we've got a lot to talk about.
We have.
One of my favourite topics, though, is around psychologists talking about the things that really you shouldn't be saying in certain conversations. And there are 10 things that we often say in a conversation that are actually really bad for your relationship with that individual. So
please,
I'll go through them.
Please enlighten us.
Like we probably do this a lot without realising. So things like, "We should talk for real," or "Are you sitting down?" or "In my humble opinion," or "No offence or anything." But the worst one is, "Hey, I'm just being honest."
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the one I use a lot, "In my humble opinion." I use that one a lot.
And also one of the ones that was listed was "with all due respect." And I do say that a lot, but it's when I'm being antagonistic in a meeting.
Or you could use that one with sarcasm too.
"With all due respect," yeah.
Yep.
But it's true. When someone says "we should talk," it does induce anxiety in the other person because it feels like you're about to get bad news. But I did see a funny meme online that said, if somebody says "we should talk," you should respond with "yes, we really need to." And then both of you are stressing out.
And the other one is, if you want stress in your life, are you sitting down? I mean, that has trouble written all over it, surely.
Well, the thing is, people often also don't think about the fact that the other person does feel anxiety by these conversations.
Yeah.
So psychologists actually believe that it's almost narcissistic to say a lot of these things.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. And in my humble opinion, I'm going to stop it.
I feel like you're just going to antagonise me with all of these little comments for the next year.
You're quite possibly right.
At the beginning of every subject, you're going to be, "with all due respect, Alex, what are we talking about?"
Speaking of which, why are doctors saying the latest milk crate challenge on TikTok is worse than falling off a ladder?
Yeah, so I don't know if you know about this challenge, but essentially it's where people are making makeshift games using milk crates at home. So it's become a really popular thing during COVID. And people are actually making, bulking up the milk crates to make pyramids that they have to attempt to jump over, or they're stacking the plastic milk crates in a way where you have to go around them, so they're like an obstacle course, a homemade obstacle course. But what is happening are people are falling through them, they're cutting their skin because of the plastic, some people have broken their bones.
It is hard plastic, Alex. This is hard plastic.
Yeah, so a lot of these videos are showing people plummet to the ground as these whole big towers of milk crates tumble. So it is dangerous. It's not clever or funny. People shouldn't do it. And so doctors are very concerned. An orthopedic surgeon actually said that it's worse than falling from a ladder because it's very difficult to brace yourself from those falls because they're putting all of your joints at a higher risk for injury.
With all due respect, Alex, to anyone who's thinking about doing the milk crate challenge, you're an idiot. It's going to happen. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Do you know? I always say we should talk. If you're doing this, we should talk for real.
Do you know why I've never heard of this? It's because I don't have TikTok.
Well, do you know who does have TikTok?
Oh, you.
Montgomery Chelios, my pug.
Oh, yes, Montgomery does have TikTok.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, he just got one, and he's already got followers, so I'm becoming a stage mom.
All right, you're going to give him a Facebook page as well?
He's already got Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm a Facebook user, so I don't use anything else but Facebook. So.
Well, Georgie follows him.
Oh, well, okay. I'll get Geordie to keep me up to date on what Montgomery's doing,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk about chocolate to wrap up this morning and how it could help you recall certain memories. There are some memories I don't want to recall, and I don't want chocolate bringing those ones back. But which ones are they going to bring back?
No, so this was all about how actually eating chocolate induces your brain to respond positively. So it's that dopamine hit. So if you're trying to remember something positive, often it actually is good for you to, A, sleep well, because that's what's really going to help your brain, bring back those memories. But the other side of it is also to eat chocolate. So the researchers found that if you were trying to think of something that was positive, eating a little bit of chocolate induced that same dopamine hit in the brain, which caused the brain to then be more pliable to remember certain memories.
Mm.
So the argument was, if you want to try to remember certain things, you should try to eat some chocolate. I don't know how well this is going to go down at school, where people are like, I've got to do an exam, I should just have like a block of chocolate so that I remember. I don't think it works that way, but it does link to the whole concept of that reward system in the brain, which is what you connect positive memories to.
Yeah, I've got enough COVID kilos without piling more chocolate into my mouth and then into my stomach and onto my tummy and all the rest of me. So I think I might give one a miss. And
you can just Google instead.
I'll just put up with bad memories. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Memo to Alex's boyfriend, Mark, who will be listening to this over the course of the next 24 hours once we podcast it. Mark, you're a legend. And keep those positive comments about the old PT coming. Alex, have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.